crying for a better day to come. Hallelujah.
Show girls out of Burgundy this morning. We outside this summer. I feel good this week. Let's go.
Baby, calm down. Calm down. Yo, this your body. He puts in my heart for lockdown. For lockdown. Oh, lockdown. Yo, you sweet life. Fanta. Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you. No day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl. No, tell me. No, 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 no.
My brethren and sisters, big up, big up. And I want to give a huge birthday shout out to my goddaughter Tishaya on her 14th birthday. I love you, Goddy.
She got that sexy radio voice, man. It's sounding right this morning. Yo, we got to dedicate this show to Shondell, our official sponsor of the Morning Detour. It was his birthday yesterday. I don't know, Shonda got that Pharrell. He got that Pharrell, Maddie. He got that Pharrell. He alien. The dude still look like he's 30. So big up Shonda on this Earth Strong. You know what I mean? It's the base and the home of the Morning Detour. So let's get back to the vibes. Rima, calm down. Yes, yes, time bomb, I see you. Shout out to all my workers going to work, all the bosses here in the streets this morning. Shout out to all my entrepreneurs, all my single moms getting the kids ready. Don't worry, camp is around the corner. We're more than halfway. We outside. Okay, kid. This, shout out to the whole Burgundy Massive.
That's right. Shout out to none other as all my fellow downtown Little Burgundy community. Boop, you know, you done know me love you long time. Yeah.
Wake up in the morning and I cook up in the kitchen. Put some water in the cup, I is freezing. Drink least from last night in treating. I can't remember that chick I was kissing. Couldn't even get a number. When I did with your baby, the VIP lounge. It's a young boyfriend, Pista Life. 7-0 Fiesta Life. Me and my with the chop life. Top notch models on my bedside. All white shoes and my off white chats. Nonsense to me, I'ma go offline. Miami bitch chilling with the baddest in the West. And I'm in the morning and I cook up in the kitchen. Put some water in the cup, I is freezing. Drink least from last night in treating. I can't remember that chick I was kissing. Couldn't even get a number. Hating us, say my envy. When I did with your baby, the VIP lounge. It's a young boyfriend, Pista Life. 7-0 Fiesta Life. Me and my with the chop life. Top notch models on my bedside. All white shoes and my off-white chats. Nonsense to me, I'ma go offline. Miami bitch chilling with the baddest in the West and I fly to the south side. Ain't nobody fly like me, uh-huh. Spending on expensive cheese, uh-huh. Neck of my wrist I see, uh-huh. Small boy but I'm mighty, uh-huh. Ain't nobody fly like me, uh-huh. Spending on expensive cheese, uh-huh. Neck of my wrist I see, uh-huh. Them never see this guy see. Yes, I'm a fresh young celebrity crush in my villa. Take off her skirt and I give it to her. Raw, raw, raw. She want it raw, raw, raw. She said, don't stop. Hey. She like it when I hit it from the bottom.
That's how you feeling this morning, DJ Maddie. That's how you feeling this morning, DJ Maddie. Montreal, my city, 7:08 in the morning. Number one morning show in the country. This the Morning Detour. I'm feeling good. I got my new sash on again. Struggle and succeed honorably. It's the Morning Detour. The Honorable Kim is in here. You're looking fashionable in the hat and all of that.
Thank you.
I see the colors. I see we came to blend in. Wakanda's in the building.
Yeah.
They said there was too much black people at the country festival. They said it's not Wakanda. Maddie, pour me back up and give me a little taste one more. This is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here.
You about my man, oh. Six packs no be the thing we make me fall for armor. I dey feel like a queen when I dey ride by inside, oh. Any day, anytime I go be him ride or die, oh. Yeah. Make that bust your mind. If it to give me only salary, oh, ah. Money de, ino de, ino de, kulu my mind.
Make I tell you about my man. Six packs, no be the thing we make me fall for him. I dey feel like a queen when I dey ride by inside. Any day, anytime I go be him, ride or die. Yeah. Make that bust your mind. If it to give me only salary.
Listen, I see you on the metro. Don't feel shy. If you want to move those shoulders a little bit. What we do this to Maddie? We got bounced the knees a little bit to this one. Big up to all my black senior citizens in the city. I know you guys are happy winter's done. We outside this summer. Let's go. In the morning. Hold on. You ever give them a grand rising pot that's wide? Burgundy, stand up. San Michel, West Island. If you're on the bridge, going over to Eve Street. Moliad, no. It's the number one more show in the country. Hey. I'm going home after this one. Kim, I'm going straight to Air Canada. I'm going straight. I want to go home back to Africa. I don't know if I'm going to go to Nigeria. Or I'm going to the Ivory Coast. I don't know if I'm going to Kenya. I just want to go back home a little bit. Hey! Yes, the boy sales in the building, HLR. You know we do things. Listen, man, this looking like Saved by the Bell now. It's all the high school reunion. We in the building. Don't feel shy. You can move your shoulders a little bit. I want to rock my neck, Kim, a little bit. Hey, Africa! Yes, Black Boy, my San Lucia brothers. I'm working on this interview right now. Big up Pimpo, big up Lynch. My bedroom's down there in San Lucia. Hey. If you don't know this one, it's Black Boy, San Lucia Zone. If you don't know this one, it's the Morning Detour.
Got me Jay, plug me up.
She wanna eat my chocolate. She drinks some Coca-Cola. She tell me choka-choka. So Miss Joka and me.
Big green after this.
She wanna eat my chocolate. She drinks some Coca-Cola.
Yo,
she tell me
choka-choka. But yeah,
so Miss Joka and
so yeah, he has the full
she wanna eat my chocolate. She drinks some Coca-Cola. She tell me choka-choka. So Miss Joka and me choka. Hold on tight, let me stroke you slow.
Yeah,
a little faster,
yeah,
let me go back
slow.
If you like it slow, we go take it slow. Baby slow, baby slow. If you walk in the rain, you get wetter.
You
but
know
the
waiter,
the
better.
Better. God bless, cause you give to the beggar.
No,
you don't get controlled by cheddar. The more you give, the more you get. Girl, you are real trendsetter. You hot like pepper, pepper.
That's
girl,
cold,
me say pepper, pepper.
She wanna eat my chocolate. She drink some Coca-Cola. She tell me choka choka. So me choka
wait,
and
wait,
me choka.
Wait, give me the Russian little baby.
Hold on tight, let me stroke you slow. A little faster, let me go back slow. If you like it slow, we could take it slow. Baby slow, baby slow. You got a nigga moving like Rambo. Cause your ex don't wanna let you go. But don't worry, baby. He know he's a gunman running the show. Baby, bend back and touch toe. Spin the bumper like tornado. Chocolate, choco. She wanna eat my chocolate. She drink some Coca-Cola. She tell me choka, choka. So me choka and me choka. Hold on tight, let me stroke you slow. A little faster, can we go back slow? If you like it slow, we could take it slow. Baby.
Oh boy, you started talking, you even turned on the mic, yeah, it's crazy. Montreal, my city, 7:15 in the morning, beautiful mix this morning brought to you by world-renowned DJ, DJ Maddie and the Ones and Twos. For the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the best news, reviews, and interviews. I'm your host, Weezy Moon, chasing the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I have one of my most favorite people in the world. I wish growing up I knew her a little bit more. She's one of the most humblest, down-to-earth individuals I've ever met. She's from Burgundy. We're going to start off right here. Is Burgundy the most official borough in the city?
I must say so.
Because, you know what I mean? Let's be honest. Burgundy's like Harlem. Burgundy's Harlem. You know, a lot of taste masters come out of Burgundy. And talking about taste masters, we have the man himself and Cozy's coming on after 8:30. You know, that's Montreal God style. But, Kim, man, listen, man, I've never met someone that's been so genuine top to bottom. I wish we were closer. You seem like good people. She's like the Burgundy Solange. You just feel like I just want to light a candle around her. I just want to burn some sage.
You are far too sweet.
Nah, man, shout out to you and your girls. I know you guys have been supporting the show from day one. You guys listening, you know, Sarah, Christine. You know what I mean? My heart always goes out to Christine. I'll give
my girl.
And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Christine is one of the first... girl, guy, he, she, whatever. Christine's one of the first people that had all the shoes. Christine had all the Jordans early. Christine, for a long time, you know, nobody's gonna admit it. Christine was fired on a lot of the hood guys for a long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't have it like that coming up, and Christine still showed me love until I got like that, and we were good. But yeah, I like people that keep the same energy.
Right.
No matter what, right. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel about you. I feel you're a real genuine person. I have never met a person that said they didn't like him. That doesn't mean if someone dislikes you means you're a bad person. I'm just saying.
Right.
You have a pretty good track record.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I love the style. I love the hat. I know you have a lot of things to present this morning. You know, we're going to get mixy this morning. There's a lot of parties this weekend. We're going to get to that around 7:45. But if you didn't get your ticket for paparazzi, I don't know what you're doing. 10 years in the game. Shout out to Natalie and them.
Yes.
Shout out to Natalie. I'll be honest, I've never been to a paparazzi because I got to get my outfit right. I'm telling you, Montreal, if your outfit is not right, do not go to paparazzi on Saturday. This is the 10-year anniversary. You got to respect someone that's been doing something for 10 years. A lot of people can't get their ideas off the ground. So it's an ocean between the idea, the dream, and the completion.
Right.
One of our friends, Boom J, we'll talk about that a little later in the show. Boom J is opening up his second
Boom
location.
J.
Why isn't Boom J on CBC? Why isn't Boom J on Journal de Montréal? This guy started cooking in Youth in Motion. Nobody know the story.
Mm-hmm,
I
want
to come do the documentary on Boom J.
You should.
The food is good.
You should. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, you know, I don't want
to Boom J.
I don't want to get mixy in the morning. But, I mean, I hold no punch in the morning detour. There's a clear difference between how Boom J goes about his restaurateur, black business, and other guys that we've seen that are black and famous cooks as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major difference. I never hear no melee about Boom J cuisine. It tastes good. I never hear no melee from the employees. Two locations on the humble. Have you ever met a more humble cook than Boom J? God
damn. Yeah, he's so humble. I love that guy.
I get that fried chicken with the stew sauce on top, boy. You know how we do things in the morning. Paparazzi this weekend, though. Red carpet things. Sponsor the show, friend, business partner. Shondell was his birthday yesterday. So I want to... Shondell, you in the shop, DJ Kicks. You know what I mean? Shondell should have had a bashman for his birthday. That's what we should have done. But we are going out to Food Factory on Saturday. So we are looking forward to that as well. So Shondell, big up to you on your Earth Strong. I thank you for everything you've done for me. It's the base of the morning detour. We do have a taboo event coming up, our sex exploration night. We also have our Crew Love Barbecue, and we have our game night. So things is happening. Hold on, my brother's playing that in the back. DJ Maddie got something hard back there. I think you guys want. Oh, listen, things just banging hard on this here this morning. So a lot of them things are going on. So we have amazing guests this morning. Gourmet by Design is coming on at 8 o'clock. If you don't know catered food like Gourmet by Design, Kim, he made me feel. I was at this dinner the other day, and he was doing the catering. I felt like I had spring and summer in my mouth. I felt like I should have been on a patio with a Corona.
Wow.
And for someone to do that with food, okay, this is where they talk about levels to food. So we'll talk about that. So that's Gourmet by Design. We have a recording artist. He's also a spiritual healer. He even has his own Pilates studio. I'm trying to get a little bit more limber and flexible.
That's right.
So we have Kay Merz coming on as well. And as I said, N. Cozy, Montreal God Style, Taste Master. You know, we set the trends, man himself. He's coming on the show at 8:30. So a lot of mixy things. So how was your week, Mrs.? You're one of the few girls that can rock a hat properly.
Oh, well, thank you. I try.
So how was your week, Queen? Were you stressing over the show or what?
My week was, pretty stressful. Like, oh, I'm going to be so nervous on the show. Well, I can say that I'm actually having a great vibe right now. My nerves are a little bit relaxed, so.
Listen, we're already 21 minutes in. We have done already. The show goes by in a blink. A lot of things is happening. So I'm not going to talk about my weekend. It's going to be one of them famous rants again. First of all, shout out to Sabby. She did a great fireside chat. Dating while black and over 35. You missed the conversation. Real quick. One of my takeaways, shout out to Natasha Pennycook, psychotherapist, clinical therapist as well, Khan Buba, great people. They were saying that, you know, for a lot of us in the black community, growing up with Caribbean parents, a lot of black girls were taught to survive and not taught to date. Hold on. Do we have enough? We need to get the snapping fingers. Maddie, when I heard that, I never looked at it that way, obviously, because, you know, I am not a black female. But has that reality been real for you, too? Like, I feel like a lot of black women there in their formative years, in their teenage years, y'all didn't get enough time to just, you know, not go out there and get messy, but just, you know, to date different guys, know what's going on. You guys were more or less taught to survive. So how do you feel about that?
Well, that's true, because I know in the African culture, they're groomed, you know, to cater to their men.
Exactly.
And, you know, cater to the woman and how to become a wife or how to become a husband. But in the West Indian culture, that doesn't exist.
Just make sure you have the chicken out of the freezer. That's all your West Indian parents want to know. Make sure you have the chicken out of the freezer. So that's going on. I think the new Future drops today. We're going to play that all Friday next week. You might have come back next week, but I'm going to kill Future. So Saturday night, shout out to Kaya Pesh, man. Your big shout out to Kaya Pesh, man. Went out to the Kaya Pesh cocktail. So Terry, Patricia, Maggie, LaSalle and them. It was a great, great venue. Patricia, as soon as I came in, first time I meet her, she's like, you're a Wheezy Moon Chaser. So you never get quite used to the new celebrity a little bit. People know the voice. So you hold me up, she's like, I love the show. You're always cracking jokes. So she was mad at me, Kim, because I always make fun of New York's metro, how dirty it is. I feel like you need like a sanitation suit to go to New York.
True.
But I love New York. I love New Jersey. I love New York. So shout out to Kaya Pesh. For those that don't know, Kaya Pesh, follow them on Instagram. They're a black adventure company. So just now, I'm going to come out, I'm going to do the video dumb. Me on the water kayaking. Now, Kim, let me be honest with you. I can swim from one end to the other. I can't float. So if I go down in the kayak, which is highly likely, you guys might see the end of Wheezy on video.
Oh, no. I can teach you how to float.
I'm going to go away like the crocodile hunter on this thing. You know what I mean? But Kaya Pesh, shout out to Terry. What you say, man? He's Trini. Adventure guide. He'll take you out there ice fishing. He'll take you out there hunting. He'll teach you how to forge. He'll teach you how to build a abri, shelter for yourself in the wilderness. These are all skills that we need in these troubling times, Kim. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If we were in Africa in the Serengeti, he'll be out there. He'll be the shabbing with the bow and arrow. So shout out to Kaya Pesh. So I'm out there. Bumming to Ricky D. Shout out to Ricky D, man. I love the OGs in the game. I love messing with Ricky D. Ricky D promised me to sit down. The 2-hour no holds bar. I see Ricky D, there's no narrative on this one. Huh? Mm-hmm. We're just gonna go all the way in. For me, it's not about the tea, not about the story, but for me, Kim, it's about capturing the moment. You know what I mean? These guys have done things, these guys have been pioneers in the entertainment scene, in the hip hop scene. And who's getting their stories? Tariqi D was there. I bumped Tariqi D by the champagne hors d'oeuvre table. Because, you know, Kaya Pesh had a thing looking classy. I said, boy, I done came up from the hood, Maddie. Bumping to Maddie there. Maddie's my brother. He didn't even tell me his bookings. Maddie's DJing and did the decor. Didn't even tell nothing to me. So this is my beef for Maddie. Because Kaya Pesh don't do things like regular people. So Patricia grabbed me, you know, as I came in. I felt good. I said, oh, man, I feel like a real star now. So let's go to the bar. So I'm like, okay, goddamn, did I take off? I don't know if I took some cash out. Now I'm having resurrection anxiety again. I don't have enough cash on me. I don't know if they have tap. We get to the bar. They had the pure white Hennessy on tap. On tap. Now, for those that don't know what on tap means, on tap means that you don't have to pay for nothing. It's all good. Pure white. They had the pure white Hennessy. I said, I'll take three of those. I saw in the fridge in the back. They had beer red stripes. I said, I'll take one of those as well. So after being three Hennessy's in, I started talking to Rowan. Now, in my estimation, Rowan is like the Canadian version of Erykah Badu. I felt more elevated after talking to Rowan. That's crazy how someone can have that energy on you, can have that power on you. Shout out to Rowan. Rowan's good people. She's actually coming on the show June 13th. We got her booked for June 13th. Shout out to Dealmaker was in there. Our boy Morals and all our politician guys are in there. Balorama was in there. I thought he was taller. It was the first time I saw Balorama in person because we know I had him on the show before we did it virtually. So it was a great night. It was a great night moving and shaking. Malik Shahid was in there. Malik Shahid's a tall guy. Malik Shahid should have played some ball. Malik should have played some ball. We need a celebrity basketball game. I mean, and not the one that they do with all the other guys that can't play. Like, we're real celebrity guys that can play. I'm just being honest with you. I ain't going to mix it up. But shout out to Kaya Pesh, man. But I'm moving up in the world, Kim. I get to go to events that are very classy. It was a very classy event. Top shelf liquor. Boy, Pure White Hennessy was a great thing, man.
Well, if you ever need a plus one.
Listen. You got to tell me, man. Who does the styling for your crew? Now, your crew, good friend of mine, Sarah Bradshaw, yourself, Christine. You guys are about 4, 5, 6 girls. Ebony Royale, she's gorgeous as well. Who does the styling? I bumped into you guys at a party. Remember that party? You guys were like all African'd out.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys get a deal with Wakanda? What's going on?
I know, right?
Who styles the team? Are you guys the flyest crew? You guys like the real... What's that crew? No, not 3LW. What's the other one with the S? SWV. I'm getting SWV vibes from your crew.
No, well, it was the Shiki brought to you by my boy, Follow the Rhythm.
Yeah.
So it was his show. And, you know, me being African, you know, I want to represent for the Africans. I was like, oh, girls, we need to do this. So I presented him this, print material. And we all agreed on one thing. So I got this lady by the name of, forgot, Facies Fashions to design our clothes, and
Damn. And
it was a wrap from then. So. No,
you guys are super fly.
We showed up Wakanda style. That's right.
Okay, so Kim, you know, let's learn a little bit about you this morning. You're a professional. I've always wondered, what do you do, Kim? You just always seem always well put together. Everything seems organized. I feel like you're a bookworm somewhere in there. I feel like you read a lot. No, I lie. You know what I mean? I want to ebook.
I more like auto. I listen to audiobooks more than I read because. Yeah. So I could read and then sometimes I just reread the same sentence over and over. So I'd be like, do I have ADD? No. So I prefer to listen to the audios and read.
I heard a rumor that you're an author.
Oh!
I heard a rumor that you're an author. Is that true?
Yes,
do you want to open up there? The floor is yours.
Okay.
Let me tell you, my coat's getting kind of hot here.
Well, for those that don't know me, my name is Kim McDowell, and I go by the name of Kumora. I'm an early childhood educator for over 16 years. And
what?
Yes, 16 years.
You educate these young kids?
Yes.
So real quick, have you ever seen the difference between a public school and the private school?
Not really. I mean, maybe just the education or the curriculum is a bit more advanced, but not really.
We all might have to send our kids to private school. Loyola has a thing. They have a class for kids. And it's a business class. And the kids have to start their own business. Some of them, I did that in college. They have to take it a step further at Loyola. They have to create shares. And the business is like, you guys should make money. Then the school gives them wood. See your face already. The school gives them wood to set up their own booth in the gym. And then they sell the products. Teachers have made a profit off of it.
Oh, wow.
We don't do that in public school. Goddamn. See how they send up their kids to win? Teach them how to invest. Teach them how to manage business. And we don't get that in public school.
No, we need actually.
And so you see where the disparity kind of lies in it. So that means you have a good heart. Early education kids?
Yes, yes.
You don't get annoyed?
I mean, I've been doing it for 16 years. And it is coming to a point where I feel like I need to change career paths. So,
are you just going to do something totally different?
I feel like it's about that time. I want to try something different. Okay. I mean, we only live once, YOLO,
okay.
Right?
So. Okay. How much kids have you said, were you like, was it Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds? No, it wasn't Michelle. What the name? I got to find it. Are you saving kids' lives? Are you saving troubled kids?
I mean, that's what I intend to do in the future. I used to wear this shirt called Save the Future. And I stick by that. I'm going to stand by that. So,
no, you should have started that brand. So, okay. So, early education. You've been doing that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. For 16 years.
So you're mad smart.
I went to the DC. I don't want to say I'm super smart. I do not want to put myself under that category.
No, I will give you that. This okay. we like the Canadian drink champs. We give the flowers early here.
Okay. Great. So I am a self-proclaimed loctician and I'm a natural hair advocate. So I always root for the natural hair. But as a disclaimer, I'm not saying, oh, you know, I don't like the girls who wear the weaves or wigs or whatnot. No, because I used to be that girl, you know. I just want to encourage women to, you know, be authentic and show up as their authentic self.
Yeah.
And I am against, though, however, perm.
Okay.
Altering the natural hair, you know, the natural hair pattern.
For some of us men, you got to break down perm, but I just want to give you a light pushback. Not every chick looks good with the natural. Now, no one's having that conversation. Not every black chick looks good with the natural. Some of them do need the weave. Now, I don't want to be toxic. I'm just being honest.
Okay. Well, maybe.
So what do you say about that?
I'll just say maybe because they are unaware of how to deal with their own hair type, their hair. So that's another issue. That was one of my struggles growing up. I didn't know how to deal with my hair.
Yeah, I love your locks. Now I feel if I get dreadlocks now, Maddie, I'm definitely gonna become a baby daddy at this point. Because you girls love the guys with the locks.
I mean, I do. Yes, that's
it. Used to be the blue-eyed black guys. Now the guys are locks again. All the girls. Waka Faka came on the scene, and the whole thing is done now. I need to get some dreadlocks. And I see the guys dying the dreadlocks. The Miami guys, they be dying. You be dying the tips. I'm not cool if I don't dye the tips now. I can't do that.
Do you?
but that is a fair point. For those that don't know how to embellish and make themselves look well naturally, but maybe you should open that. Like, we have enough hair salons, but we don't have the right kind of hair salon. You mostly see that in the States with more, you know, organic, more authentic self kind of focused. We should have some of that in Montreal.
Yes, yes.
Like a real lock shop. And, you know, they're gonna burn sage and incense and stuff like that. We need some of that. And there's jar roots and stuff. We need some of that.
I mean, I absolutely agree. We do need a place where we can go and unwind and do those things.
So tell me the beef about perm. Now, my understanding of perm is that it's like a relaxer for the hair, right?
Yes.
So for a long time, you know, it's been kind of like iffy because I know it kind of came into our lives, I guess, around the 60s. And we're trying to like conform as black people. And they're like, yeah, perm your hair. So what's this beef between the perm and the natural hair now? Perm is bad? I like when the hair is smooth.
I mean... It's chemicals, you know. It damages the scalp initially. A lot of women are suffering with maybe alopecia because of perm.
Alopecia is what Jada Pinkett has right now.
But there's more severe cases, you know.
And it gets worse.
But I mean, there's other underlying conditions that causes alopecia, but perm can cause alopecia, and it's.
Because the debate I saw a lot of women have, too, when, like, a lot of women have young girls as kids, the debate I saw growing up was, like, okay, at what age am I going to let my daughter perm her hair?
Yeah.
And then when all I ever understood was, okay, it's chemicals. It make the hair. The end product looks good. But sometimes we got to focus on the journey a little bit. It's kind of crazy. But it's wild. So you're anti-perm.
I'm anti-perm 1,000%.
I want to see you and your girls open your own hair salon. For all natural stuff, and all you do is locks all day.
Well, I have a friend. She owns Sassy Salon in West Island.
Okay, yeah.
So she has her own salon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have my own, not a salon, but I do my own in-home.
Okay. Listen, I never knew what Kim did, huh? We just always saw Kim, and Kim just always seemed cool, calm, collected. I've never known what you did. I just thought you just existed in this world. I did not know another one.
As you should. But
boy,
yeah.
Listen. Boy, you deep. I'd say, someone told me, say, yeah, you gotta get Kim on the show.
Oh,
I told
really?
Sarah,
oh,
like, yeah, I gotta get okay. Someone about you. I'm trying to get in touch with stuff, man. Someone about you told me, like, I had to get you on the show.
Oh,
so how do we get to you being an author now? Like, you know, you sneaked this me the other day and you threw it at me. You're just like, yo, check the link. Like, you didn't, like, yo, there's no intro to it, Maddie, or nothing, bro.
Oh, yeah, that was what, yesterday?
Yeah.
The day before yesterday. Yes, yes, yes.
So how do you become an author? Yo, you have a whole book, fam.
That's right. So most recently, I'm an eminent author for children's book.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm an educator. I work with children. And what's next best is to write a book. And so have you heard of the term pandemic baby?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I spent 8,000 hours curating a book, and this is my pandemic baby. Okay.
I can't even say the title of it. You know, because disclaimer, you know, I don't say words longer than 10 letters on my show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes we get into a vibe early in the morning, hence the juice. So it's historical.
Yes, so it's historical. A journey.
I'm not showing on the camera, man. Should, oh, let me be closer.
Yeah, sure.
You know, for those that don't know, we live on YouTube and Facebook, The Morning Detour. Oh, this is dope. Yo, you did a whole book.
That's right.
You did a whole book. You did a whole book, bro. Like, that's right. You did a whole book. The nerve of you. Okay, hold up. Before you explain the book.
Yep.
Going into it, right? What was the initial idea for the book? Like, were you just you and your girls like, you know what? We should have a book about black stuff. You know what I mean? What was the initial idea going in? Just so I show people the ocean between the initial idea and the product at the end.
Right. Okay, so initially, I wanted to do a workshop. I just have a workshop at Little Burgundy Communities, NDG Communities.
Tyndale and Tim,
Just to, you know, give them a one-on-one workshop about hair. And then I was like, okay, so then what am I going to do for those who are not interested? So I said, okay, let me, you know, illustrate something or put together activities for those who don't want to do it. And then I sat with my divine self and I said, should I say divine thoughts came to me.
Okay.
And said, you should go further, do something more.
Yeah.
So don't just end there, you know, and then the pandemic hit and then I just fell off. Yeah. I fell off. So that was in 2020. So 2021, I was sitting with myself and I'm like, why do I always start things and never finish them? What's with me?
Right.
You know, so I said, okay, let's put the pedal to the metal and just put my foot forward and, you know, get started. So I started it and I said, you know what, let's just make this into a book. And there you have it, from a workshop to a book.
Okay, so what's in the book now? And first of all, let's get to the money. Where can they purchase the book?
Oh, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you all about that afterwards.
No, we got to lead it with. See, us as black people are too humble.
Let
the people know.
Let me tell you about my book first.
Okay, let's switch up the beat, man. You know what I mean? Let's give her a vibe there, Maddie. Give it a little switch up there.
Okay, so it's an educational tool, an activity book for children, and explores ancient hair practices in Africa.
Okay.
So essentially, it takes us on a geographical journey through tribes and their hair customs. So what I did was I selected 7 African tribes, commencing with what I believe to be our rich origins in ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved along the map, the African map, starting with the east side, down to the southeast, and then eventually I'll be moving into the west side of Africa.
Okay.
So this is volume 1. I'm planning on having up to 4 volumes, so where it starts in Africa and it leads into modern day. Canada, America, maybe First Nations, or, you know.
Oh, listen, man.
India.
See, I love to get some of the First Nations. So in your, you know, obviously, you know, you being a real educator, you did research for this, right?
Yes, I did. I put in 8,000 hours.
You really?
That's a whole month.
You know she's a nerd if she really counted the hours, huh, Maddie? So give me this. What was one or two of the most amazing things you found out about the history of black hair through the ages, through the times? Was there anything that really stood out to you?
What stood out to me was that in some of the tribes, they use their hair to associate their status.
Oh.
Yeah, so if your hair is done in some elaborate style, an updo that says that you're available to be married, or if your hair is chopped off. Yeah, I mean, I was
nonverbal communication.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it.
So it even shows when a woman has reached her maturity.
Yeah.
you know, like I was so like, wow, I was wowed by the information that I got. And I was like, I have to share this information. You know? I can't keep this all to myself. So it's all in the book.
Okay, so give me the book. What's in the book?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So what's in the book? So there's puzzles. I love me a puzzle.
Yep. So there's a text portion of the book, and it goes more in depth on each tribe and how hairstyles are reflective of the gender status and their age. Okay, so apart from that text, it delves into those seven tribes individually. So there's also super fun activities and coloring pages to enjoy. So.
Oh, very important. The Maasai tribe, yo, people should definitely learn about that. That's really, really dope.
Yes. So you know what? You are the first person to actually touch and look at this book.
Well listen, you're right. Maddie Dutch, too.
Well, apart from my mama, so...
Yo, listen, man, I definitely want to buy this for my goddaughter and my nephews and nieces. Because you know what? Now we have no excuses. Now the next step now, how do we get your book in the schools now?
That's exactly where I'm heading.
Because they don't want to do the work. You know, it's okay, y'all don't want to do the work, fine, we'll do the work for you. Mm-hmm. But now y'all can't say that we're educating our kids properly because it's a disparity. You guys are omitting some truths. You're admitting some truths. There's more to Black history than just starting at slavery now.
Absolutely.
It's the craziest thing. And we sit down with that. No one says nothing. We cannot start. Us and Aboriginals, wildly mistreated in the textbooks in Canada. But there's no excuse now. People like yourself and, you know, there's a few others too. Who's the top authority on Black culture? Who's that? Dorothy? I forgot her name there. Everybody goes. I forgot her name. But you did a whole book. Yeah. This should be in every school. As soon as you sent me the link, that's what I thought about. Like, this should be in every school because kids should know about that. But see, you start to understand the level of systemic racism. If you let people know that they were great before, now they're going to be inspired.
Thank you.
So
Absolutely. They're
trying to take inspiration away from our kids. Like I feel so proud that you did that because, first of all, you did the work for me. So I'm happy about that. I had to go read about all stuff. And there's something to be said. Like, I keep hearing about here. You know, you see it in the Bible. You hear, all of us came up with West Indian parent. We keep hearing, here is your strength. There's something to be said about our here. Something to be said about our roots. You know, when we were running from our slave masters back during slavery, they did the roots in the braids. You know what I mean? And, you know, now we have celebrities like Kim Kardashian and stuff like that. Okay, cool. Y'all enjoy Black culture. But it's deeper than that for us. You know what I mean? It's more than just a style. Anything that I feel like we do in our Black culture is intentional. I don't think we just stumble upon this flow. But, man, this book needs to be everywhere. You know, anything I can do to get this book anywhere, man. Every school should have
this book.
Every school. Yeah, we did the work. You know what I mean? I want to see the CBC report where they come interview you and they go into the white classroom and everybody has your books with the African colors on it with the blue and the yellow and the orange. I want to see that because if we don't elevate our sisters, then what really is the point?
Yeah, absolutely.
What really is the point?
I agree 100%.
I think we should go back to Black charter schools, but that's just me. that's just me. Man, that is amazing. So none of your friends have read the book yet?
No, it's out on Amazon right now.
Okay, well, give us finally we're at the link part. So on Amazon, that's what's up. Affordable, I guess.
Well, I do want to give the Black community, the melanated community, the opportunity to pre-order my book in time for the launch, where I'm going to have a sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you pre-order your book for the launch, you're going to have it at a definite discounted price.
Okay, so send us the link. We'll put it up there in our bio. We have our link tree there popping and rocking.
Okay.
We'll put it up there. Okay, let's play some music when we come back. Let's do a little news. I got some jokes for you. We're coming up against it. Gourmet by Design's in the building. We might have the first fight on the morning detour. Because I know how you a culinary genius. And I don't see one tray, Kim. I see one tray coming here. This is going to be the first fight on the morning detour. Much of my city. It's the mighty CKT 9.3 FM. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is him. love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
H law. Wake up every morning, what a sight. Too much get my bread, you know the line. Got a dozen other times. Yeah. It's a dream. I got my crew tonight. She got her crew tonight. Can I? It's a dream. Already got some on the side, yeah. Already got some on the side, yeah, cause shawty certified. Can't keep doing all night, I'm just playing, I'm just. Can't be just setting out of mind, I just roll up from behind. Grab that tone and on her, every time you saw me, it's all in the eye. Call she phone, now she mine. Focused on the grind, no more games on her mind. All that pain, all the fights, all them days. Over time, I give them thanks that you like to put the same on the mic. Wake up every morning, what a sight. Too much get my bread, you know the line. Got a dozen other times, yeah. It's a dream. I got my crew tonight. She got her crew tonight. Can I? It's a dream. Already got some on the side, yeah. It's a dream. It's a dream. It's a dream. Got a 100 grand on me. I'm gon' drop them bands, that's on me. Yeah, your friend them got them mans on me. I told them, babe, that's pumping, got my big stump dropping, got my bank broke running, got a big ball, clap it till she flow. I won't waste that money, let me tell you something funny. I'ma break that honey, honey, honey.
This only one. Nobody's this hype this early, they say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, good morning. You are tuned into the Morning Detour. Now, if you want to stay tuned and up to date with upcoming launch, you can follow Historical's Journey on IG, and I'll be dropping more information on that shortly. So you can follow me at Historical's, H-A-I-R-S-T-O-R-I-C-A-L, on IG.
Listen, man, I love that book, boy. I love that book, man. You have all kind of games and puzzles and information. I love it. Munch on my city, 7:46 in the morning. Can we get into some news? Can we get into some news? This is a magical city. So Quebec mask mandate likely to end May 14th. So I guess we're done with the mask as of May 14th. So no longer will we be breathing back in our CO2.
But is it for real this time? Keep pushing it back. They keep pushing it back.
So our new public health chief, Dr. Luc Boileau, I like his name. He says the province is headed in the right direction in the last 2 weeks, but it still isn't out of the sixth wave. This is the wave that we're on now. They don't talk about a pandemic as much. Before, a couple months ago, it was every day we had some updates. Now it's like quiet as kept. So I'm wondering to myself, has COVID become kind of like the common flu? It's kind of thing like we're just going to live with. We're all going to get at some point. You just kind of get over it. I need to get over it. She's like, don't ask me that. Like, I don't know. Like, they don't talk about it as much. And I just want to show people, I just want to highlight, see how the media, you know, chooses and pinpoints what narrative they want to go with. But so another update on the mask mandate being lifted will be updated during the week, according to Luc Boileau. And this, according to him, will be the final update. So I don't know what that means, the final update. I kind of like our health minister, our public health minister, press conferences on Wednesdays. It's become part of the norm our last 2 years here. So a couple weeks ago, I was talking about this Bill 96 thing. They want to force CJEPs, English CJEPs, to force students to take 3 mandatory courses in French, which aren't language courses. So they want to take a full, like, topic course in French. So some pushback. So a day after Quebec's ruling, CAC party decided to walk back a quota for how many courses English CJEP students must take in French. The sudden change had more than a few people reeling, educators, and also politicians. So beginning in the fall of 2024, students at English CJEPs won't be required to take 3 of their required course requirements in French as originally proposed. So everybody's happy about that because I don't know how that was going to work. So now what would have happened, right? A whole bunch of Anglophone students, a large amount of Anglophone students would have failed and not graduated from school. So how would that have worked? You know what I mean? Their grades would have messed up. But even with how this stands, the teachers are pushing back, too. The teachers say, how is this going to work, too? Because now they're not forcing the 3 courses, but you have to take at least something. So now they're trying to figure out how's all this going to work. Oh, man. Imagine we had this when we were in high school. Imagine when, what high school did you go? Someone tell me, like, you went to Wager. You didn't go to Wager. But no. Why does everybody think you went to Wager?
Okay. So there was a time when I was with my girlfriend at one point. I was trying to get into the school, but my mom was like, oh, hell no. I don't know. But I was there for a week or so, and then I just had to go back to Westmount.
Oh, you went to Westmont,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I went to Westmont High.
Okay, I knew you fancy. You remind me of fancy a little bit. I knew you fancy. So I think one of the ministers was saying, he goes, French is crucial, but my concern is to give all Quebecers tools to speak and work and participate in society in French. That part I think is important. I think anyone that lives in Quebec should know how to have at least basic communication skills in French.
Right.
I understand. Yeah, to a certain
understandable.
It's a French province, at least, the minimum. I think everyone should get that. And I think that's where they're kind of like trying to steer this whole agenda now with Bill 96. Big Brother's launched a new program for vulnerable youth. So Big Brother Sisters of West Island, really good program over there, is seeking volunteers for a new mentorship program for those aged 16 to 21 who have had history of placement with Youth Protection Act or passed through the Youth Criminal Justice Act. That's a good look. We do need a lot of brothers and sisters to come out there.
Yes, I love it.
Because it's hard for especially the black kids to identify with a white person in terms of a big brother or a big sister. So this is where that kind of conversation comes into effect. So the agency will be working on a referral base with the CIUSSS, the Louest, you know, the whole the one of the mega hospital super team, Louest de Lille de Montréal. For more information, call 514-538-6100 or visit westisland.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. Now, Kim, you know, Montreal, we seem to be finding money everywhere. How do you feel about downtown, aesthetically? And I know you're from downtown, so you might be bipartisan on this one. But how do you feel about downtown Montreal, the way it looks? If you were a tourist coming to Montreal, how would you feel about our downtown area? Like, how it looks aesthetically? Do you think it looks appealing? Do you think it looks engaging? You like how it looks?
Certain parts of downtown, especially when we go to, like, the old port, they have the big wheels.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yes, they could update, but, I mean... Do we have to go as far as the ring? I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that part.
Wait, you took it away from me here.
I'm so sorry.
So if you don't know, Montreal is going to install a 50,000-pound ring in its downtown core. So Chicago has a beam, and Montreal soon have a ring. So Ivanhoe Cambridge announced that it will install a 50,000-pound stainless steel ring in the heart of the city's downtown. The 30-meter structure designed by the landscape architecture firm Claude Cormier and Associates will be suspended at the entrance of the Place Ville-Marie. Mm-hmm. This is what we do in our money. This is what we do. You know.
I mean, I read where they had this backlash, and they're like, what about the potholes in Montreal?
Yeah.
Why isn't our money going towards that?
Well, our money is going to the potholes, but the thing is, the salt that they're using to defrost the ice in the winter is working against the products that they use to fill the potholes.
Mm.
Why don't we just invest money into the better products so we don't have to keep redoing the same jobs over and over again?
Correct.
And we still have 75,000 homeless people in Montreal. I think that's kind of important.
Yeah.
The nurses are underpaid. Teachers are not valued the same way as doctors. I think there's other things a little bit more important than...
Absolutely.
I think there's enough attractiveness to Montreal that tourists will want to come here. We have beautiful women. We have great food. And we have one of the top nightlifes in North America. Yeah, I mean, besides L.A., Atlanta, and New York, what nightlife is better than Montreal? We could party 24 hours. It's crazy. But they want to build the downtown core. The ticket on this is kind of heavy. So the city of Montreal recently announced that Peel Street is getting a $108 million redesign. Peel Street, that's what we're doing. Boy, the money in this city, bro, talk about dirty money. Montreal just feels filthy. And speaking about filthy, I will never take the metro again. I told y'all about this about a couple weeks ago. So dogs on leashes to be allowed on Montreal's metro by the end of the year. Now, let me open up here before I even go do this article. We as a city have to come to an agreement on what we're about. Because now this article is saying that, you know, Montreal's moving closer to become a pet-friendly city. I don't care about Montreal being a pet-friendly city. You know, it's weird to me. And this is a non-black thing. Because black people don't typically put animals before other human beings. But I've seen other races of people, like, they value animals more than other people. And it's crazy. I'm not saying, listen, I know all the dog lovers, y'all gonna come kill me, all you cat lovers, and you'll burn all you cat lovers, because cats are evil, low-key. But, you know, the pharaohs and stuff worship them, so that's a whole other conversation.
It's coming to a point, do we question, do dogs have more human rights or rights than humans?
Some people feel they do.
Right.
And this is my point. And this is a further conversation. Soon, just now, going by design, they're gonna tell us, you're gonna have to give up your seat for the dog now.
Oh.
That's coming. Remember I said on the morning detour. So Montreal City Council has voted unanimously to allow leash dogs on the metro by the end of 2022. This happening in the wintertime. In the wintertime on the metro with your North Face and the Mandem with the dogs on leash.
Okay, so dogs are allowed. What about cats? Am I allowed to bring my cat? And what if I have a pet piglet? Am I allowed to bring my
I want a pet piglet. So opposition party Ensemble Montréal first proposed the idea a few weeks ago. You know what? I'm about to get Ensemble Montréal on there. They got to explain this to me. Like, I understand SPCA has an overabundance of animals. And actually, yo, even during the pandemic, you couldn't get a cat or a dog. Everybody wanted one.
Right.
So, you know, so I guess everybody has something now and everybody wants to touch road, but the metro is not the wave. So Ensemble Montréal proposed the idea a few weeks ago following an online petition by the Montreal SPCA. So the SPCA is to blame for this. That was signed by more than 17,000 people. This change in the bylaw would meet a need with allowing the STM to build customer loyalty, said Ensemble Montréal. The STM was not hurting. We live on an island. Our metro system is our thing. The STM is not hurting. Over a million people take the metro every day. The STM is not hurting. Like, brand loyalty, we're good. The STM has a monopoly on that. There's no other metro system. There's no other nothing. The STM is in a good place. So anyways, so Ensemble Montréal leader Arif Salem, for Montreal to become a truly pet-friendly city, this is the next step. Why is this the top priority? I feel like the priority meetings need to be televised. Like when the city council, all the movers and shakers get together, and say, okay, this is what our city's about. This is what I think we should put emphasis on. This should be televised. Like, what's it called? C-SPAN? Yeah, we need those meetings to be televised like C-SPAN. I don't see how this is a top priority. You want to go so bad with your animal? Drive a car or take an Uber. I don't get it. Yo, it is not cool. And the reason I say this, cause let's be honest. Every year they come up with these tests where they test the metro. They find the bar in the metro is dirtier than your toilet bowl, right? And that's just with humans and humans. And now we're going to add dogs. On a human-to-human level, humans aren't even taking the metro as clean as they best, as clean as they can. Now we're bringing animals on a leash. This is crazy. It's crazy. And also, too, the Montreal shelves the plan. Montreal Metro is trying to put, safety barriers to prevent suicide. Because, you know,
I wonder what that's going to look like. Is it going to be a plastic shield, and then when the metro comes, it slides down? Okay. All right.
So they kind of pushed it back because, you know, during the pandemic, the STM was trying to, manage their money better, even though, you know, we're building that metro. That's going to go from the west side.
Right.
I don't know how that works.
It's longer to commute now.
Yeah, we are expecting a pink line at some point. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's crazy. Real quick, I thought this was interesting before I do a couple of the events happening. Tennessee just passed a bill that would require drunk drivers to pay child support for killing a parent. So a Tennessee bill that would require convicted drunk drivers to pay child support to minors is headed to the governor's desk. So how do you think about that? That's kind of interesting. Like if you're driving drunk and you kill someone's parent, you have to pay that said kid child support.
I guess it's another way to hold those people accountable to know, like, you know what, I'm about to drink. Should I drive? No. So, I mean, if I drive, what are the consequences? And those are the consequences. So once you know the consequences, you hold your own self accountable, and therefore, you wouldn't be doing that.
No, I like that. I don't agree with all the bills that they passed down south in the States, but I do like that, how that one was fair. Okay, let's get to some events. Very exciting Montreal this weekend. So we'll start off here. 10-year anniversary, Risque Diva presents Paparazzi. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, get your ticket for that. That's going to be a fashionable event. You have DJ War Tonka. Maddie, he's good? War Tonka, serious? Big ticket for him, huh? I guess. So that's Saturday, April 30th. You get tickets at, I think on IG, it's Miss Paparazzi. But definitely get your ticket for that. That is the event of the night, of the weekend. So that's on Saturday, 10-year anniversary, Paparazzi. Also, Purple Rain happening at the Food Factory Tickets are 25. Early bird tickets are 25. I think those are done. 30 after, and there's more at the door. How you say this? Hama Grow, Purple Rain. Hama Grow. West Indians and Word Association is the wildest thing ever. Why is it Hama Grow? Why couldn't they just say how I came up? Why is that the Hama Grow? It just seems like a long letter for none. But that's a Purple Rain. I'll be there with Sean though for his birthday, so that'll be a good look. It's featuring selectors such as Vibe Kid from Toronto, Queen D Fire, Nemesis, Angie Squad, amongst many others. Hosted by Ricky Not Nice, Team Greens, and Gussie. Of course, you know, if y'all ain't got your tickets yet, we're having the Morning Detour at 92.8 NC's presenting to you Taboo Night, a night of sexual discovery. I know people looking at us crazy, like, how could two black guys put together, like you know, like a sex presentation show? We're not the ones doing it. We brought experts.
I figured.
We brought Rebecca from Sexo Plays here, and then you have Pania, Lux, Lauren, and Power. They do these beautiful custom baskets. And then you have Portia with Smashing Sweet MTL. I love Portia's cakes. I feel like Portia's just have her little boutique shop with just the cakes in there. So that's happening on May 21st. We're going to be serving champagne and hors d'oeuvres as well. We're going to have giveaways. So it's a sexy night. I got some more surprises. As the weeks go on, I'll tell some more surprises. I'm trying to get you and your crew of girls to come, though, the whole massive. And I got to mention it. I got the QR code. So all the guests, they get a goodie bag, you know, some gifts, some treats in it. There's a QR code on the goodie bag. So if you're shy, you don't want to let people know you're buying toys or whatnot, you can scan the QR code. All the businesses show up, and you could DM in private and be discreet. And, you know, enjoy yourself. Have a great night. Music be provided by world-famous DJ, DJ Maddie. And so that's Morning Detour 92.8 Agency. I don't know anybody's going to be next weekend, but I know I am at the Scotian Party. Shama presents the Scotian Party, so fresh and so clean. Aria Smooth from Nova Scotia. Aria Smooth is the guy in Nova Scotia. DJ radio host Aria Smooth is the guy. DJ Blaster, it doesn't get any better than that. Aria Smooth, DJ Blaster, it's going to be a night to remember. It's a BYOB before 12 a.m. I'm kind of nervous. People have told me beware. This is a Scotian party, and they could bring their own liquor. I'll be with regulators in Sinclair. I'm good money. $35 early bird tickets, $45 after. Shout out to Shamba for that one.
Yes, big up Shamba.
I'd never met him, but I got to call him today. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the R.S. Smooth interview. Big up, Boom J Cuisine, second location, grand opening, 6245.